Trouble at lap 17, Alex.
Yeah, and he went below the yellow line before the start-finish line. That happens many times here at Phoenix Raceway. It is tempting for these drivers to do. Logano seeing the black flag from the starter here at the start-finish line. He's going to have to peel off the racetrack and do a pass-through penalty from the lead.
Tough break for Joey Logano as he maintains about a three-car length advantage over the second-place man of William Byron. But, of course, Logano will have to make a pit stop. Tyler Reddick all by himself in that third position.
Behind Reddick, you've got Josh Berry. He is fourth. Carson Hocevar is fifth. However, he's got a challenge in his rearview mirror, courtesy of Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin now looks to the high side of Hocevar, trying to get the advantage. He'll follow Hocevar to the start-finish line. Let's pick up Ryan Preece right now. On those softer tires, the red sidewalls, he's making his way through the field. Right now, he follows Noah Gragson back to one.
He may have the softer tires, but it has been tough sledding for Ryan Preece. Still covered in traffic, trying to get around Noah Gragson. He is right behind a three-car wide battle.
They are three wide, headed up the back straightaway here at Phoenix. Preece will follow Noah Gragson back to three.
Joey Logano does indeed come off the racetrack. He's going to do the pass-through penalty. Has to be careful now not to get busted for speeding on the pit lane to compound the problem. Ryan Preece on the softer tires. Since the restart, has gained 15 positions, Mike.
He is on the move right now, and he got two of them, make that three of them the last time through the dogleg. Ryan Preece right now marching forward. He has made the pass around Noah Gragson and Brad Keselowski. Alex, he's diving to the inside of Justin Haley.
He is making it look easy right now, and everybody is taking note up and down that pit lane. Ryan Preece on the charge again, heading to turn one.
Now that the field is stretched out and basically gone single file, Ryan Preece can get down to work. He looks down to the inside of Austin Cindric. Passes him right in the middle of turns one and two like he was standing still.
Ryan Preece completes that pass, continuing to move his way forward on those option tires. He now looks to the outside of Ross Chastain.
As we see this, it looks like a man among boys, but we've got 39 laps left in this stage. Do the tires have enough life? That was a question mark that we had for many of the crew chiefs. They didn't know whether they could run that many laps to get there. It'll be great to see how this folds out as we come to the end of this first stage.
Ryan Preece restarted in 33rd. He has just taken the 13th position. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durant.
Motor Racing Network is with the NASCAR Cup Series at Phoenix Raceway, the Shriners Children's 500, 23 laps into the 312 that will make up today's race in the Valley of the Sun. Mike Bagley along with Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon, Dan Hubbard and Tim Catalfemo in the corners, Steve Post, Chris Wilner in the pits and in the garage. William Byron led the field to the green flag. William has led a total of 9 laps today. Joey Logano has led 15. We just went back under the green flag at lap 15. One lap later, Joey Logano blacked flagged by NASCAR for a restart violation. Joey had to come down the pit lane and do a pass-through penalty. Joey has done exactly that and has rejoined the tail end of the field. But obviously, the reigning NASCAR Cup Series champion suffering an early blow here this afternoon at Phoenix.
With the option tire, Ryan Preece has gone from 33rd to the number 10 position. Preece now breaks his way to 10th and he looks for more.
This has got to be a wild ride for Ryan Preece. He just got around Kyle Busch and now he's going to work over Ryan Blaney. They exit off of turn two. It's Blaney just barely in front of Ryan Preece.
Blaney throws the block out of turn number two. Now Preece goes from the outside to the inside in three.
Off the end of the backstretch, here's Ryan Preece. He'll dial up the low lane with his Ford Racing counterpart, Ryan Blaney. Blaney, fender out in front, Preece digging hard, down low, they're wheel to wheel.
For the moment, that battle stands side by side into turn one, right in front of Ryan Preece. Now is Chase Elliott. Elliott trimmed out throughout the block. He stays low. Ryan Preece goes up high.
Preece is picking him up and putting him down right now. He just moves around Ryan Blaney. Now he centers in on Chase Elliott.
He'll go to the outside of Chase Elliott, who works the bottom of the racetrack. Preece will rip around him like Chase Elliott's dragging a piano. Here is Preece past him. Elliott falls behind. Preece is up to the eighth spot.
It is amazing to watch Ryan Preece because it doesn't matter which group. He can pass him low. He can pass him high. This next victim will be Eric Jones as they exit off the turn.
Preece about a car length behind the Jones machine as they both exit turn number two, make their way down the back stretch and set up for the corner.
Ryan Preece has done a lot of his work in the outside line. This lap will be Pino different. He just got around Chase Elliott. Now he goes to the outside of Eric Jones. He's there. Ryan Preece now will take position number 7.
That is amazing. He has worked his way up to the 7th spot. He gets rid of Eric Jones. Now about 3 car lengths up ahead, it will be Denny Hamlin. We'll see how tough Hamlin is as Preece goes down the back straightaway.
Preece has about 3 car lengths to make up now on Denny Hamlin. However, he is flying through this field.
He is. Denny Hamlin is next up on the hit list for Ryan Preece. Hamlin a car length and a half in front of Preece. Well, that's going to go away as they exit the start-finish line, head to turn number 1.
How much of a fight will Denny Hamlin put up? He knows that Preece is on those softer tires. Hamlin hugs it down low, now drifts up in the center of the corner, forces Preece to go way outside on the exit of the turn.
Hamlin's not going to fight this too hard right now early on here in stage 1. He'll allow Preece to get alongside his right side corner panel in turn 3.
Ryan Preece has put himself with that big arc in turn 3. He's clearing Denny Hamlin coming to the start-finish line. This is the option tire. For those that just tuned in, we have 2 different tires. There's your primary tire, which is a yellow sidewall tire. It's the typical tire that we raced here last fall. They're trying to come up with a softer tire for the championship weekend. This is the option tire we ran at Phoenix or at Richmond in a points race and at the All-Star race last year. It's a softer, grippier tire, but it wears away. It'd be interesting to see whether this will run all the way to the end of stage 1.
Ryan Preece is the 2nd fastest car on the racetrack right now, and he is all the way up to the 6th position after restarting 33rd.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
William Byron continues to lead. Tyler Reddick is 2nd. Josh Berry 3rd. Carson Hocevar 4th. Christopher Bell has worked his way up to 5th. We're 27 laps to go in stage number 1. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Go in stage 1 of the Shriners Children's 500 at Phoenix later today. We'll select the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Two things to keep you up to date on here in the race. 37 laps in, Ryan Preece is now up to the number 4 spot. He passes Carson Hocevar and Christopher Bell with ease. He is still 6 seconds behind race leader William Byron. The other thing to bring you up to speed on, there's only one car a lap down. That's Catherine Legg after a spin early on and multiple pit stops. Joey Logano got busted for a restart violation on the last restart. From the lead, he had to do a pass-through penalty. He is still on the lead lap albeit currently the last car on the lead lap is Joey Logano. So he's back in the 36th position, 22 seconds behind the race leader.
Watching Joey come across the start-finish line. He's got a fast race car, but he's mired in traffic. Steve Post, what's the update from Logano's pit?
Mike, you're absolutely right. He is mired in race traffic, but the good news is he's on the lead lap, and I think that was their first concern. When it initially happened, Joey was disputing on the radio. NASCAR officials were able to show Paul Wolf, his crew chief, a photograph, and really a tiny, tiny part of the left front was below the yellow line, and NASCAR made the call. Joey completed his pass-through on pit road. The race car is really, really good. We've got to just gain track position, and, well, this is where it gets interesting because one of the all-time biggest gamblers on pit road is Paul Wolf. We've got option tires. We'll have to see how he plays this out or if he feels comfortable with as good as the race car is to race his way through the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a great question to see how Paul plays this out. I think they've got good speed. They've got a good pit crew. They're good on pit road. They can gain spots that way. I don't think Paul has to go to his Reds, but it'd be interesting to see if he does.
He is in no jeopardy right now of falling a lap down. He's got basically the length of the backstretch before the race leader William Byron gets to his back bumper, and only 19 laps to go here in stage number one. So with the speed of that race car, I don't anticipate him being in jeopardy of falling a lap down. I think the bigger question now, Mike, is does Ryan Preece make up 5 seconds to win this stage in the next 19 laps?
He's in the fourth position right now, 5.3 seconds behind the race leader to pit road and Chris Wilner.
And Mike, just tuning into the radio for Ryan Preece. We just hit the 30 lap mark on these option tires. Remember in practice yesterday, nobody ran more than about 30 to 35 laps. He came over the radio and said, I'm trying to protect my rears. I feel like I can't get them hot, these option tires, especially on the right rear. That's where we start to hear the fall off once we get 30 plus laps into a run. But right now they're just coaching him through. Brandon Wilkerson, his spotter, sounds like an aircraft, air traffic controlman, just going, pointing him inside and outside to get around these cars through the field. And they're just trying to tell him to be patient as they run out the rest of the stage. But what a job for Ryan Preece, and what a call to put those option tires on so far, paying off for him.
I talked to several crew chiefs in the garage this morning just trying to get a feel for what they saw out of practice. And the right rear was the one that I heard guys talking about, that you just lean on that tire when you got this much grip, you're just throttling up with it. That was the one that some of the guys were showing chords with. I understand Ryan trying to take care of this car, this right rear tire, but He's trying to make a move for, what, third at this point?
He is. He works over Josh Berry right now, headed to turn number one.
I tell you, Ryan Preece is not, he's trying to protect his rear tires. We just heard that report. However, he is reeling in Josh Berry. He's right on the bumper and looking to the inside. A smart, smart drive by Ryan Preece.
Preece takes his white and green Mustang to the inside of Josh Berry. They run wheel to wheel back to the corner.
Side by side into turn three, Ryan Preece eases his car to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll slide under Josh Berry, take the third position. Now Dan Hubbard puts his sails in the wind.
I tell you, this is an impressive performance and speaks well of the option tire. Ryan Preece again taking care of his stuff, but he has made his way all the way to the third spot. He's got a ways to go before he catches the second place driver.
Yeah, to your point, Dan, Ryan Preece has about half the length of the back straightaway before he will catch the second place machine of Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick is second. William Byron is the leader. Preece now to third. It was 5 full seconds back to the race leader from first to third. It's down to 4.8 seconds. And Todd Gordon, with only 14 laps remaining in stage one, Preece may not quite get there with the amount of laps left to win the stage, but is this a mission accomplished for what they wanted to do?
Yeah, it definitely is. It puts them back in a fighting position where they can work on their car in clean air up front in the positions that he wants to be. They'll know where their balance is. When you're buried back in 30th, you're in dirty air. The car doesn't handle the same. You don't know what you need to run up front. They've gotten track position. Now they can work on the race car from here and hopefully save that one set of Reds for the final run.
That is the positive. You got your track position. The negative is you're down one set of those tires to the rest of the field. Remember, you started the race with only two sets of those softer option tires.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
10 laps to go here in the opening stage of the Shriners Children's 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. William Byron shows the way. Tyler Reddick, Ryan Preece, Josh Berry, and Christopher Bell are the top five. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
William Byron continuing to show the way here with eight laps to go, now seven to go in the opening stage. He has led the majority, most laps today. So far, 48 of those 53 laps have been led by William Byron.
Right now on the racetrack, William Byron firmly in control with Reddick, Preece, Bell, and Berry, the top five. Ryan Blaney is sixth, Carson Hocevar seventh, Denny Hamlin's eighth, Chase Elliott ninth, and Kyle Larson rounds out the top 10. Once we had a couple of caution flags in the first 10 laps to slow us, we've been clean and green, and basically everybody's gotten their sea legs under them to get us to the end of this stage.
Currently in the midst of a 43 consecutive green flag lap run. Now the race leader exiting turn two, Tim Catalfamo, has now encountered some heavy traffic.
Yeah, he's trying to go around the machine of Cody Ware. Next ahead for the leader will be Ty Dillon.
Ty Dillon's up next, and then Ty Gibbs, as Ty will, well, both Ty's, I guess, Gibbs and Dillon will run for their lives right now, just trying to stay on the lead lap again. Five laps to go in the stage.
Here comes William Byron approaching turn one, takes a nice easy entry into the corner, has a huge lead over Tyler Reddick, and again he closes into within four car lengths of Ty Dillon.
Byron guides his car off of turn number two, about a couple of car lengths behind the machine of Ty Dillon, who's the next car on his hit list.
Dive for the bottom of the racetrack in turn number three. Second place Tyler Reddick closes in just a bit more on the race leader, down to just four laps to go in this stage as this pack of traffic heads to turn one.
Ty Dillon certainly does not want to go a lap down, although I'm not sure he has the car to put up a strong fight against our leader, William Byron. Byron hugging it way down low. Ty Dillon works that middle groove.
Dillon slides his way off of turn number two, giving the leader, William Byron, the inside lane. They'll run cheek to cheek back to three.
Here's William Byron. He'll glide that Chevrolet into the bottom of the racetrack. Ty Gibbs, or make that Ty Dillon, will slide wide as Ty Gibbs is next on the hit list for the race leader.
Ty Gibbs has about six, maybe seven cars length in hand over our leader, William Byron. Byron will try to shorten that gap and does a pretty good job of it, putting the entire car inside the yellow line of the apron.
Byron again exits turn number two. He now has two lap-down cars between him and the second-place machine of Tyler Reddick.
And when they get to the line, there will be two laps to go here in the stage. William Byron, the Daytona 500 champion, up front here, dominating this opening stage. He's gotten by, and now he works for the next car in line.
For the moment, he's got the luxury to just log in some carbon copy laps here, again to the inside. Has not yet caught Ty Gibbs, and now the second-place man, Tyler Reddick, he's got to get around Ty Dillon and Cody Ware.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick now going to work on those two cars of Dillon and Ware, about 15 car lengths behind the leader.
Off turn four, final lap of stage one, about to break loose here with William Byron catching Ty Gibbs. The question is, Dan, can he get around the Ty Gibbs car when he gets there?
I'm not sure William Byron wants to push the issue right now. He comes into turn one. Gibbs is about three car lengths in front of him. William Byron backing off right in the center of the corner. They exit off of turn two.
Byron being very gentle with his Chevrolet, comes down the back straightaway, one car length behind Ty Gibbs.
They make their way into turn number three. Byron will not mess with the Ty Gibbs car at all. He'll exit turn four. Green and white checkered flag is in the air. Stage number one will come to an end. Here's a look at the top 10 and who will score points, presented by the Powerball. The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Start your engines for the chance to win $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR. William Byron wins stage number one. Tyler Reddick will be second. Ryan Preece from 33rd to 3rd on the option tire. He finishes there in the stage. Christopher Bell will be 4th. Ryan Blaney 5th. Josh Berry 6th. Carson Hocevar was 7th. Denny Hamlin 8th. Chase Elliott 9th, and Kyle Larson rounds out the top 10. Caution is on the speedway for the third time here today. This for the end of stage number one.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh!
Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at nascar.com/regional.
William Byron wins stage number one here at Phoenix Raceway. We wait for pit lane to open up and find out who's going to put some wrenches to the cars and maybe put on their set of option tires. That all remains to be seen. For the moment, pit road remains closed. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
At Phoenix Raceway, a perfect day for racing, not a single cloud in the sky. It lives up to its moniker as the Valley of the Sun yet again. The only thing up there in the blue sky is the yellow, blue, and gray Goodyear blimp that is floating high overhead. And it's always great to have our friends at Goodyear bring the blimp out. You know it takes the event to a different level, Todd, when the Goodyear blimp just kind of lazily meanders overhead.
Yeah, really cool sight to see, and it's just part of what epic sporting events are when the Goodyear blimp's flying overhead. So going to be great to see what happens with the decisions here on this pit cycle. I don't think, I want to go back and pay off a little bit of something. Chase Briscoe and Alex Bowman both came at lap 7 and put sticker yellows on the primary tire. They drove up, I think finished here 17th and 19th is what I remembered. 17th and 19th, a good drive forward on the primary tire for those guys.
Not just that, but as you pointed out, the opportunity to get ahead of the game on chassis adjustments. So everybody is expected to come to pit road. The pit lane is going to be open this time by. The field makes its way over into turn number 1 right now. William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Preece, the top three behind that blue and white Chevrolet Corvette pace car as they get set to go for pit stops. This trip to pit road is presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Chris Wilner.
No major complaints for Tyler Reddick, who finished second in the stage, although it was complimentary of what Ryan Preece was able to do. He just needs some drive off of turn two, especially a minor adjustment. They're going to continue on with the primary tires with four tire change at Sunoco Fuel. Chase Elliott is in as well with the new sticker primary tires. And then how about Ryan Preece? Yeoman's work with those option tires. He's going to go back to the primary tires for Goodyear Eagles and Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Josh Berry giving the Wood Brothers car a really good run, riding in the sixth spot when he came in, a little loose, going to be an air pressure adjustment, four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Christopher Bell also a little bit loose, especially on the exit, four tires Sunoco Fuel. Here's William Byron, very first pit box, that's going to pay off. Byron wins the race off from pit road. Tyler Reddick goes out second, Christopher Bell, Ryan Preece, and Kenny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney go out side by side. Looking at Joey Logano, it is the primary color tires going back on Joey Logano's car. Lap number 65, pit stops, end of stage number 1.
Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell, and John Hunter Nemechek all will restart on the option tire. We'll recap how they left pit road here as we work lap 65.
At Shriners Children's, we're home to the world's leading pediatric orthopedic care. Because so many life-changing advancements start here. We provide access to the best doctors and never allow your ability to pay for services to compromise the care your child needs. We're the first place to turn for the most common or complex orthopedic conditions. Home to possibility and empowering kids to achieve the extraordinary. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Add Justin Haley, add Cole Custer, add Ty Gibbs to the option tire receivers under this caution flag. As William Byron, the first off the pit lane, will lead Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, Ryan Preece, and Ryan Blaney. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
For over 70 years, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telcom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best healthcare possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
FM107.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
For the end of Stage 1 of the Shriners Children's 500, William Byron, he's led 62 laps that have been run so far. Right now, he will lead the field to the green flag. We continue to wrap up this caution flag. Shouldn't be too much longer before we go green back here at Phoenix.
So as these drivers come back around, Todd, what types of things are you seeing right now?
Just trying to figure out who all put reds on. They've come by pit road and the wall blocks them. I believe Austin Cindric. Add him to our list. The two car with red sidewall, the soft tire.
So as we, as he comes by us right now, Cindric with that highlighter yellow paint scheme has the bright red Goodyear Eagle sidewalls. That puts him on the option tire. That gives us eight drivers now here on the option as we get set for this next run.
So the eight drivers that will be on the option tires include Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain, John Hunter Nemechek, Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell, Justin Haley, Cole Custer, and Ty Gibbs, and that sets us a pretty interesting dynamic. You know, once Ryan Priest used up the first set of his option tires there in Stage 1, he has gone back to the yellows, or the primary tires, after getting much-needed track position that right now has him in position number 4. So you use the options to get there. Now you convert back to the primary tires to hopefully keep that track position now that he's inside the top 5.
And one of the things they found out of the Richmond piece was you put the option tire on restarts when the field's all jumbled up, when you've got the opportunity to pass a bunch of cars. If you put them on in the middle of a green flag cycle, cars have strung out the whole racetrack, you don't have the opportunity to pass as many cars that way. So it'd be interesting. I think these guys who put the reds on now will go to yellows in the middle of the stage because we still need to stop before we get to the end of Stage 2.
So much for a crew chief making decisions, Todd, is situational. Ross Chastain made a pit stop, got busted for speeding on pit road, had to come back down the pit lane. Then they, since they had to start at the back of the field, knowing how many other drivers were going to rocket through the field, they elected to put their option tires on. Mike, I think we can add another one to the list.
Shane Van Gisbergen of Trackhouse Racing will also restart on the option tire. This is going to be the quite interesting stew that we have with this restart, with all these option cars, now 9 of them of the 37 cars that are on the racetrack.
Yeah, and when they get around each other trying to make their way through traffic, it is going to create chaos. I think it's going to be great to watch. We'll see where this plays out and what happens as the second run of this stage.
But the thing about this is, Todd, though, stage number 1 was only a 60-lap run. Yeah, we had a couple of caution flags early on. Stage number 2 is a much longer run. We're going to have, this time by, 115 laps left in this particular stage. I don't anticipate these red tires lasting anywhere close that far.
No, and your fuel load won't. These guys will have to come to pit road for fuel if it goes green. It's just where they'll get to that point. If they get to the point that some of the crew chiefs were talking about, they thought 60 laps was all they could get before they showed cords. I had other ones that said I can go a fuel run. Now that we've gotten rubber in the racetrack, I think it's going to be longer like that, but we'll see where this plays out and where the green flag cycles start, depending on where tire wear goes.
As the field doubles up for the restart, Chris Wilner, what was Ryan Preece's analysis of that red set of tires that he put on early on?
Mike, he was pretty happy. He said, I was able to manage the run. Felt like he could have gone at least another 20 laps longer. He did say he lost lateral grip in the final 10 laps leading to the end of that stage, but did give a tip of the cap to Derek Finley, his crew chief, for the call. Now they can work with the track position and hope to have that last set ready for the end of the race.
We'll find out how it plays out. Austin Cindric is the highest in the restart line. He is currently 14th. That has on those option tires. We'll find out just how aggressive he'll opt to be, although he has chosen to restart here on the inside lane.
Green will fly at lap 71. William Byron and Tyler Reddick on the front row there. They ease into the restart zone. William Byron just nails the gas. He's gone all by himself across the start-finish line. William Byron leads him to one.
Christopher Bell looking to advance his position to the inside of Tyler Reddick. They're side by side for that second spot. Then behind them, it's Ryan Preece, who gets a little bit loose right in the center of the corner. He's dueling with Ryan Blaney.
Further up, here comes Tyler Reddick with a nice run off of turn number 2, trying to get around Byron. Byron, though, throws the block as they scramble to 3.
Byron takes his Chevrolet to the bottom of the racetrack. That red, white, and black Toyota Camry XSE rides second. Further back, Todd Gilliland goes way up the racetrack. Shane Van Gisbergen has to check up. The field goes to 1.
They sort it out. Fight is on for fifth between Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney. They are absolutely wheel-to-wheel, just behind a single-file formation for the top four.
Single file for the first four positions. Byron the leader, Reddick second, Bell third, Priest fourth. Hamlin now goes to fifth around Ryan Blaney.
Meanwhile, Austin Cindric up to position number eight in the category of, coming through. He's elbowing his way through traffic. Right now, he's trying to get through a side-by-side battle with Berry and Blaney.
That's going to take some hard work and maybe some patience on the part of Austin Cindric, who again is on those tires. Looks to the outside of Blaney. Might make it three wide as they exit out the turn. No, he thinks better of it and tucks in behind Ryan Blaney.
Cindric now following both Berry and Blaney off of turn number two, headed to turn three.
They make their way into the corner. Austin Cindric runs right down at the bottom of the racetrack right now. We saw Ryan Preece make his hay. Todd Gordon running the outside lane. Cindric has been working the bottom of the racetrack.
Yeah, I don't know if he's just trying to keep in a groove that he's comfortable with. Maybe stay on the rubbered part of the racetrack. There were crew chiefs that were concerned on how far they could take these red tires. I think Brian Wilson may have been one of these guys. So we'll see where this plays out and where it goes for Austin Cindric as he's working to the inside of Josh Berry right now in the 21 car.
In that side-by-side battle for sixth. Cindric on the bottom, Berry topside. Cindric will make the pass by the time they reach the start-finish line. Now he goes after Hamlin.
Josh Berry is proving to be a tough customer, however, to the right elbow of Austin Cindric. He has yet to clear Berry for that sixth position. Berry's hanging tough on that outside groove.
Two Ford Mustangs fighting for that spot. Now give it to Cindric off turn two. Matter of fact, Cindric's not done. He pulls to the inside of Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin in the middle of the racetrack. Cindric digging hard down on the yellow line to driver's left. On exit, the bite with those softer tires, and Austin Cindric will grab the position. He's up to the number five spot.
And now he sets his sights on Ryan Preece, who's only 2.5 car lengths up ahead. Cindric really likes the flat of the apron to the inside of turns one and two. It pays off. He's almost to the bumper of Preece.
Cindric reeling in Ryan Preece for what would be the fourth position. He is right on his back bumper.
Off the corner they will race. William Byron continues to bring the field back to the line as the leader. But Austin Cindric getting closer and closer. Now he'll go to the inside of Ryan Preece in a race for fourth.
He's got it. He's got it. He's got a hood out in front, a door panel in front. Give the fourth spot to Austin Cindric. And now Ryan Preece falls back to fifth. Riding in the sixth spot is Denny Hamlin.
Behind Denny Hamlin, you've got Josh Berry, who's starting to fade just a tad. He's got a challenge to his left elbow, courtesy of Ryan Blaney.
Blaney is on the march again. Blaney's so good here at Phoenix Raceway. He's got such a top 10 streak going, a top 5 streak, and heck, a top 2 streak.
And really, in that first stage, when we were watching Ryan Preece drive forward, Ryan Blaney was still the fastest car deep into that run, something he's really known for here, having long run speed.
Austin Cindric right now, 27.792, his last speed. The second fastest car, 28.096. That's Michael McDowell all the way back in the 14th position. Of course, these two drivers, 2 of 9 that took the option tire under the most recent caution flag.
I do want to keep an eye on Ryan Preece, however. He used the option tire earlier, drove up and finished stage number one in the number three spot. He is holding serve right now in the top five in position number five. So that play got them to track position they needed. Now, Todd, they just need to hang on.
Yeah, and that gives Derek Finley an opportunity to work on his race car in the top five aero positions where the balance is different. You've got better air up here. You've got to work on the balance that you're going to have. If you get here, they've gotten here. They can keep working on it.
Berry, Blaney joined now by another driver on those option tires. Justin Haley is on the move.
Justin Haley looking very aggressive, diving down to the bottom of the racetrack through turns one and two, makes it three wide for that position. Josh Berry has shuffled out. It is Blaney and Haley side by side.
Haley now to the inside of Ryan Blaney, trying to take that spot away as they go to turn three.
Dives to the bottom of the racetrack. He will get by Blaney. Further up on the option tire, Austin Cindric is now taking over third. He puts Tyler Reddick in the rearview mirror.
It is very impressive, an impressive run on impressive tires for Austin Cindric. Up ahead will be Christopher Bell, but he's still about 10 car lengths in front of Cindric.
So it's Byron the leader, 5 car lengths behind him is Christopher Bell. Then you've got Austin Cindric, Tyler Reddick, and Ryan Blaney. That's the top five.
Off the end of the back straightaway, stacking up now for positions inside of the top 10. You know, guys, coming into this race, a lot of folks were critiquing the race quality of events here at Phoenix, saying we need to do something different. We need to do something to make this better. And that's why Goodyear and NASCAR worked in collaboration to bring the option tire here like we did at Richmond. And I believe it's paying off so far. Todd, what do you think?
I do as well. But I want to be clear that NASCAR's intention is not to bring an option tire to the championship race. It's to bring a softer tire that the drivers, like Denny Hamlin talked about, the drivers have to manage that tire better. I think that's the overall goal. We saw that last week at Dakota, looking to do that with this option tire and get some real-world experience on it.
84 laps about to go up on the board here in the Shriners Children's 500. 102 remain here in stage number two. Top three, William Byron, Christopher Bell, and Austin Cindric.
Imagine a scrapbook filled with all your favorite memories of 75 years at Darlington Raceway. Now imagine that scrapbook going 190 miles per hour.
Have you ever?
No, I've never!
You don't have to imagine. You need to get to Darlington. With the drivers of today, tackle the track too tough to tame, just like they did your first time. NASCAR Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway, April 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com. Discover South Carolina.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
Austin Cindric on the option tire has taken second. Austin Cindric on the option tire now beginning to run down the race leader, William Byron. They head to turn number one.
Austin Cindric just gobbling up the ground into turn one. He's closed the gap between himself and the leader to now only a single car length. They exit off turn two.
Here comes Austin Cindric pulling right up behind William Byron, following the leader in lockstep formation back to three.
Austin Cindric with the crosshairs on the back bumper of William Byron. He's come from 14th position to challenge for the lead at lap number 87. He's there looking for a way to get through to take the point.
Trying to get to the bumper of William Byron, narrowly so. Byron keeps it outside the yellow line. Cindric goes inside the yellow line. He'll try to draw up alongside the leader side by side.
Cindric pokes a nose to the inside of William Byron. Now they are side by side, drag racing down the back straightaway.
Into turn number three. Here's Austin Cindric at the bottom of the racetrack. William Byron goes topside. By the time they get to the start-finish line, new race lead leader on the option tire, Austin Cindric, here on lap number 88. 97 to go here in stage number two from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Now through March 31st, get up to $120 back on a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Get $60 when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Get an additional $60 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Firestone tire dealer is Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. See Bauer Built Tire or FirestoneRewards.com for details.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back here at Phoenix Raceway. Trouble. Oh, trouble. Turn number three. One car goes up the racetrack. That's Michael McDowell. Locked up the brakes, slid up, made contact with the outside wall. That's going to put us under the caution flag. Mike Bagley for the fourth time here today.
Michael McDowell was in a very dramatic battle between Denny Hamlin and a couple of other drivers the last time he crossed the start-finish line. And off the end of the back straightaway, Tim Catalfemo, that's when things got a bit haywire for the Arizona native.
Yeah, saw a little bit of smoke going into turn three, and it looked like, as Alex described, Michael McDowell, the right rear tire either locked up or went down. The tire has now started to come apart on his Chevrolet Camaro. He's trying to limp it to pit road. A scary moment, though, that could have been a lot worse for the driver from nearby Arizona.
Let's check in with Chris Wilner from the Michael McDowell pit.
Old eagle-eyed Tim Catalfano up on top of the pit, or up on top of the suites down there. It was a right rear tire went down, just as Tim said. For Michael McDowell, they're going to bring that car in. They're going to change the tires first, and then they're going to work on the damage on that automobile.
So a tire problem for Michael McDowell, who was on one of the option tires and the right rear tire letting go. He did make contact with the outside wall. There is some damage that needs to be examined and obviously repaired for him to continue. But no doubt that will put us under caution flag number 4 this afternoon here in Phoenix.
In the Shriners Children's 500, let's visit with Mr. Marty Bartlett, Board of Directors from Shriners Children's. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Excited to be here.
Marty, as an organization with over 100 years of caring for children, tell us how Shriners Children's plans to continue their mission for another century.
Well, we have a very simple approach for our future, and that's to provide the very best care. We have an intensive focus on excellence and research. We want to make sure we're in the right places, making sure we meet the needs of the communities, and that we really reach more kids. We want parents to know that Shriners Children's is often the very best option. From the routine injuries and common conditions to the very rare, and we always have an emphasis on value. We believe in quality care and excellence, that all children deserve access to the very best pediatric specialty care. And that's our mission since, well, about 100 years ago.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. First of all, let's cover some of these pit stops. It looks like the entire field, Chris Wilner, is on pit lane.
Yeah, they certainly are. Alex Hayden and Austin Sindrick, the big beneficiary running those option tires, leads the field down pit road. No major complaints. They did what they wanted to do with those. They're going to put the primary tires back on. Those yellow sidewalls, 4 tires and fuel. Chase Elliott is in. Ryan Blaney also in. And Tyler Reddick back on the primary tires as well. All 4 tire changes in Sunoco Fuel. Steve Pose.
91 laps to the end to this stage, right on the fuel window. We heard 90 to 92, so I think they all feel comfortable with it. Here's William Byron in. Minor adjustment on that car, still a little bit loose. Going to be 4 tires going with the primary Sunoco Racing Fuel, and it looks like Christopher Bell may win the race off from pit road. William Byron out second, Daniel Suarez and Austin Sindrick out side by side for the next spot. So Denny Hamlin looks like he might have gone out in the 5th spot. So here we are, pit stops, lap number 94.
Continuing our visit with Marty Bartlett, Board of the Directors with Shriners Children's. Now, last year, you all cared for more than 110,000 families. How do you continue to meet the needs of families and provide quality care regardless of families' ability to pay?
Well, we're a healthcare system that relies on support from our donors to fill in the void in healthcare for children in North America and worldwide. Through our donors, like many watching and listening today, and our corporate sponsors who are supporting us this weekend, we're able to provide care without the burden to the families. We just do what's right for children. And, you know, I give credit to our doctors and nurses providing the very best in the world and leading the pediatric specialty care. As I mentioned, we're really dedicated to bringing our care to as many children as we can worldwide.
It really is truly amazing and wonderful things that the Shriners do for our children in need out there. We can't thank you and everyone at Shriners enough for what you do, but for also partnering with NASCAR and Phoenix Raceway and putting on another great race. So thank you for everything.
Thank you. We're just glad to be a part of NASCAR. It's a very exciting sport. We're glad to be here. So thank you.
Absolutely. Marty Bartlett, Board of Directors from Shriners Children's.
Christopher Bell won the race off the pit lane. William Byron was second. Austin Sindrick came off third. Daniel Suarez fourth. And Tyler Reddick was fifth. Denny Hamlin came off the pit lane in the 6th position. Ross Chastain was 7th. Ryan Preece was 8th. Ryan Blaney 9th. And Kyle Larson rounded out the top 10. Only two cars took option tires.
Yeah, Joey Logano with the 22 car and the 51 car of Cody Ware, both on the option tires. The only two cars on option tires that I saw. I didn't see who just rolled off pit road, so that might be one more.
So an interesting mix to the strategies. We've seen now a total of over a dozen cars that have tried them in some form or fashion, and those drivers obviously have been able to make a lot of hay, like Austin Sindrick. You got a lot of track position. Remember, 14th on the restart with the previous caution, got up to the lead. He has gone back to his primary tires and is running in the 3rd position right now.
I will say this, and I know NASCAR's end game is to have the one tire. I am enjoying the option for crew chiefs to be able to do something different and drive through the field and leapfrog, knowing that there's a price to be paid where you're going to be down a set of tires. I actually like what we're seeing here today.
Yeah, I think it's entertaining and one that's good. I think if we can get to the point that we have a tire that you have to manage that goes away just by abusing it, we'll create some of this with just the drivers without having to make it a different tire one way or the other. The end goal, I believe, is getting a soft enough tire here that you can over-abuse it and pay the penalty, and you've got to manage it.
And to reemphasize the discussion that we had in NASCAR Live Race Day, we've got a primary tire and an option tire today. Goodyear is testing tires tomorrow, and we're coming back with one tire and one tire only. And somewhere between this option tire today and what's going to be tested tomorrow, Goodyear will select what that tire combination will be for the championship race.
And we all had a conversation with all the guys at Goodyear this morning, and it's really exciting what they're testing tomorrow. They've got several left side tires that are really, really sticky that they'll come and work on and see where it goes. But this is a great step in the right way direction for NASCAR and Goodyear.
It is. As we get the one to go signal, we'll go back green flag racing next time by. It is a tough task for Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, because you want to, as the official tire of NASCAR, to have phenomenal racing. But on the same token, you can't have such a soft tire, Mike, that it fails in racing, because you're trying to sell tires to people like you and me and every other consumer with an automobile. That's the idea out there. So it is a fine line Goodyear walks, and they always toe that line exceptionally well.
You want as much tire wear and as much give up as possible. You want the tire as soft as possible, but not breach that line that we're talking about, which leads to failure, and you don't want that. Again, to your point, they're trying to sell tires. They're not trying to sell broken tires, and they're doing a good job and have been for the last couple of years or so with the softening process of this Goodyear rubber.
Field comes through turns 3 and 4 into the restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. We are racing again here at Phoenix Raceway. William Byron gives chase to Christopher Bell.
Christopher Bell does have the lead, takes the field into turn one for the first time. Byron very, very quickly through that middle groove goes to the outside of Bell. Can't take away the lead, however, as they exit off of turn two.
Byron trying to swing around the outside of the leader. Christopher Bell,
trouble off turn two. Several cars involved. Shane Van Gisbergen is one. Now there's plenty of white smoke. Tim Catafalmo, what else do you have?
Couple other cars spin. Dan Hubbard going down the back straightaway. I see Riley Herbst, Carson Hocevar, and Justin Haley all towards the inside retaining wall. Brad Keselowski, Noah Gregson, Shane Van Gisbergen, AJ Allmendinger, and it looks like Michael McDowell also may have got a piece of that accident. They just all got together. One car got really wide and smacked the wall right at turn two exit, and that started it from there. Chase Briscoe has also come to a stop right here at the entry of turn three.
Caution is on the speedway, the fifth one of the Shriners Children's 500 for the big one on the backstretch, and it started in front of Dan Hubbard.
And they're getting off the corner, Mike, 3 and 4 wide, and then somebody slapped that wall to the outside, and it was on. Phoenix can have a big one if they can replicate the Talladega situation. That's kind of what we had here. Again, 3 and 4 wide from about outside the top 10 on back. I saw Shane Van Gisbergen get involved, but then everybody was spinning and sliding, and the white smoke came up.
And we are under caution for a big crash over on the back straightaway with still 86 laps remaining here in stage number 2.
At Shriners Children's, we're home to the world's leading pediatric orthopedic care. Because so many life-changing advancements start here, we provide access to the best doctors and never allow your ability to pay for services to compromise the care your child needs. We're the first place to turn for the most common or complex orthopedic conditions. Home to possibility and empowering kids to achieve the extraordinary. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hard-working tools at hard-working prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Cleanup continuing on the back straightaway. A multi-car crash. We'll update you on all the drivers involved in that when we come back. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The new John Deere Gator SUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to MRN's coverage of the Shriners Children's 500, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. As the field works under the caution flag here, as the cleanup continues on the backstretch, cars involved in the crash over there. It started when Justin Haley was in the middle of four wide racing coming off of turn number two. He slid up and got into the left side of the Chase Briscoe car, who then dominoed effect up to the outside lane where Carson Hocevar was. So Haley, Hocevar, Chase Briscoe, and then it was on. Riley Herbst was in the crash. A.J. Allmendinger, Noah Gregson, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Brad Keselowski.
And Dan Hubbard, you've got a great view of this. I've worked that position before where all the cars are spread out, especially on the restart. Quarters are close. However, the line the cars take coming off the corner and the way the wall wraps around, that narrows up dramatically as they hit the back straightaway.
Right, Todd Gordon touched on that a little bit earlier in the broadcast. As you look at turn two, there's lots of room to work with, a lot of asphalt, if you will, if you were on that outside line. But the wall, the outside wall, actually narrows up. It comes to from driver's right and narrows it down very, very quickly here on the back straightaway. So if you are four wide, it doesn't work down the back stretch. You've got to change up. You've got to either back off or pass the guy, or else you end up with what we've got here.
Add Austin Dillon to the cars that got a piece of that crash as well. So multi-car crash where it exits off turn two, as Dan just described. And that the back stretch is relatively narrow. And when you get a couple of cars sitting sideways, there's really no place to go, especially over there at one of the fastest parts of the Phoenix Raceway. We see Todd Gilliland has brought his car to the attention of his crew a couple of different times as they continue to work on that race car to try to get that thing straightened back out.
You know, when looking at the cars that are involved in this crash, there is one driver that's bittersweet. Chase Briscoe had gotten a 100-point penalty rescinded earlier this week, so that put him further up the point standings. However, in the last two races, he finished 21st in Atlanta, 14th at COTA. Right now, he's going to finish 35th this afternoon. So that pendulum has swinging back and forth for Chase Briscoe while being good at Daytona, penalty going bad, couple of bad finishes, and now getting points back. Things were looking up, but then now wrecked out and will finish second from last, third from last here this afternoon.
But they know that they have a great race team, and they know they have great equipment, and they know they're capable of winning races to still be a playoff contender once we get to that point in the season. So, no, this is not the start they wanted to the season, but they certainly have the opportunity to get back on track throughout every single race.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Under caution flag number five at the Shriners Children's 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series here at Phoenix Raceway. Welcome back to Motor Racing Network's live coverage of race four of 2025. Mike Bagley alongside Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon, Dan Hubbard and Tim Kettle Famo are in the turns. Steve Post and Chris Wilner are in the pits and in the garage and soon will be at the infield care center. Time now for a mid-race update presented by Wendy's. Big news, bacon lovers. Wendy's Son of a Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. That's a whole lot of bacon for just $3. For bacon that just won't quit, Gotta beat Wendy's.
We've had 7 lead changes among 4 different drivers to this point in the race. William Byron has led the most laps. Christopher Bell, Austin Cindric, and Joey Logano are the 4 drivers that have had their turn leading today's Shriners Children's 500. We're working our 5th caution flag of the race. We've had a total of 31 laps being run under caution, and that will continue to rise as we still sit here under this 5th caution flag. As we sit, stage number 1 was won by William Byron. Christopher Bell, he's being scored as the race leader with 105 laps complete. William Byron second. Austin Cindric is third. Daniel Suarez is fourth. And Tyler Reddick fifth. The rest of the top 10 will see Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, Ryan Preece, and Kyle Busch.
And we're watching some torn up race cars being taken back to the NASCAR Cup Series garage. In case you're just tuning in, the big one has just happened at Phoenix. Austin Dillon, Noah Gragson, Brad Keselowski, Justin Haley, A.J. Allmendinger, Chase Briscoe, Todd Gilliland, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, Carson Hocevar, and Shane Van Gisbergen have just gotten collected on the most recent restart exiting Turn 2.
Something about what's going on today. There's a lot of hard, aggressive racing. Then you've got different drivers on different strategies as far as the tires go. And when you have more grip than somebody else on the primary tires, Todd, I guess, makes you feel like you can do things with your race car that may not necessarily mean that there's enough real estate to do it on.
Yeah, and just restarts here are chaotic. We see it. It's 7 wide coming through the dog leg and down in there into turn 1. They can carry 4 wide through 1 and 2. They just can't carry it, as Dan Hubbard talked about. They can't carry it into the where it necks down because you've got an inside and outside wall. And to what you talked about earlier, if a car bounces off the wall, it's bouncing off either side. It's not like the asphalt's just that narrow. You've got walls on both sides, so it's kind of a pinball effect once it starts, really plugs up the racetrack.
Nowhere to hide. You have nowhere to go. You're trapped. It's almost like going through the S's at Watkins Glen. You have walls on both sides. Now, granted, you got more room to work here, but if somebody gets crossed up, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're along for the whole ride.
Yeah, you definitely are. It's going to be interesting to see how many of these guys have gotten to the garage, you know, with the altered damaged vehicle policy. These guys can work on their cars and see if they can come back out. It might be good for, you know, Chase Briscoe right now sitting back there at 35th. There might be 4 or 5 spots that they can fix that car to get themselves back out, make some laps.
That's going to be part of the key is the next car of Carson Hocevar that's being drugged beside us here on the front straightaway. There's not a whole lot that can be repaired on that race car. It is pretty well used up the front. As a matter of fact, the right front wheel is pointing straight down to the right rear. It's sitting a bit cattywampus as well. So that race car, pretty well used up, but they're going to give it the once-over once they get it back to the garage area.
We continue under caution with 79 laps to go in Stage 2.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing.